Thank you for downloading this episode of Squabblebox right here on the Trending Topics Network. Squabblebox is a live, interactive entertainment show that airs on Siren 107.3 FM every Monday and Thursday between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Throughout the show, we like to get your views and opinions on many different topics. You can get in touch throughout the week if you're listening to the podcast repeat by going to @Squabblebox on Twitter, squabblebox@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, or our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. The music that you hear on the show has had to be edited for legal reasons on the podcast. Stay tuned, we love hearing from you, and let's get started with the show.
Hello, and you are listening to Siren FM, and it is a Monday morning, which means you're also listening to Squabblebox with myself, Maisie Anderson, and my lovely co-host,
Kai Valentine. Wow, Maisie, don't start
you're like
those...
You're like a brother to me.
Well, that fixed it. I was about to say don't start those rumours, but... Fair enough. Yes. Welcome, everybody. We've got a brilliant...
I was so close to actually doing it right.
I know. But it's okay, Maisie, because we are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on the Siren FM. As you'll notice throughout today's show, we are pre-recorded. We're putting that out there straight away because I am taking a well-needed break. I've spent all summer not having one single break.
Whose fault is that?
Well, that's mine, but I've kept myself busy and I'm really, really looking forward to heading home this weekend for an extended 6-day break in Huddersfield. Woo! Oh, yes. But we didn't want to leave you without a show, so that is why we are here today with #AskUsAnything. You send in your questions, we answer them. We do this every Monday. Normally we're live and you can send them in live, but we're going to use some of the backup ones from weeks prior.
Our archive,
and ones that people have sent us over our Facebook page. You can get in touch with us on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Squabblebox on Siren, or on our Twitter @Squabblebox. Keep getting in touch. We love hearing from you. But Maisie, how are you doing today?
I'm tired.
You're tired. We are recording this on Wednesday, so if anything has come out since Wednesday that we have missed, or if anything is out of date, that is why. But I think, Maisie, it's time to get into our first segment.
Yes, please.
Can you believe that? That's where we ask, can you believe that a news story has happened this week? And we want to do something that was a little bit less topical, but it is something that's come out this week. This week, The Telegraph ran a poll where they were asking their readers to vote for the greatest British sitcom of the 21st century. And now, Maisie, how many British sitcoms do you think there have been in the 20? They've started in the 21st century.
Too many.
A lot.
Too many to count. The interesting thing, though, is that polls like this really tell you what the demographic of that newspaper are like.
Yeah, I found that. I can agree with you there completely. So we're going to find out, Maisie. This is what the Telegraph readers voted for as the best sitcom of the 21st century.
I'm already awash with sitcoms at the moment because that's what I have to read up on for my dissertation.
Yes.
So I'm not an expert in sitcom, but I know some stuff.
And I've watched enough sitcom. Well, I seem to watch more sitcom than anything else, to be honest. So, Maisie, not saying that we're experts in it whatsoever.
Oh, no.
So, Maisie, let's have a look. I know the list. You do not. You have not seen this list. What do you think? What do you think is the best British sitcom of the 21st century? And then two, what do you think the Telegraph readers have voted as the best British sitcom of the 21st century?
Now, my issue is that my favourite sitcoms are not from the 21st century.
Well, that's what...
But I'm trying to think, so it's going to take me a minute to think of some that actually started in the past, that have started the past two decades.
Yes.
I can't think of any.
I can't think of any.
I can think of some, but not any that I'm super invested in.
I will give you the number one.
You've already told me
the number one was Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Yes.
Now, I'm a fan of this. I am a big fan of Mrs. Brown's Boys. They just recently had their live special, which could have maybe been some way as to why this was in people's minds as a great sitcom. But
it was in the forethought.
It was in the forethought. I really, really like it. Would I put it up there as number one? Probably not.
No.
I'd put it in the top 10.
I think it deserves a place on the list.
Definitely. So this is the top 20 list, Maisie, and I'm going to read out a few to them. Number two is another one that I think's great, and that's The Office. Now, that deserves to be up there. You're not a fan of The Office either.
It.
You don't like Ricky Gervais, though.
I really don't like Ricky Gervais.
But The Office is... You've said this to me before. I remember you telling me when you first joined the film and TV course here at Lincoln, you were like, I seem to be the only person on the film and TV course who doesn't like and hasn't seen The Office.
Yeah, it was something that my lecturers just would not shut up about.
Yeah.
I don't really like mockumentary.
No.
It's a genre I don't like.
Why?
I don't know. I think it feels a little bit... I genuinely don't know. I think it's the fact that reality shows already are so sort of scripted.
Yes.
That having a scripted documentary just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I can see what you mean.
I feel like stuff like... I don't find it funny. I don't know how else to explain it. I just don't like it.
Oh,
it's a personal opinion.
It's a personal opinion of Maisie Anderson. Let's try find some others that you might like. Because number three on the list is another one that I don't think you like very much, and that's Peter Kay's Car Share.
I've not seen it.
Now, I like that one. But I would put it higher up on that list. I would put what's number 16, and that's Peter Kay's Phoenix Nights. Now, Phoenix Nights, to me, I would consider the best British sitcom of the 21st century. That's what I would consider. But Maisie's going, no,
we
I don't like it.
We have very different
we
opinions.
We do, and that's the brilliant thing about it, though.
Like I say, I don't like that many sitcoms that have actually come out in the past 15 years. I prefer the ones from, like, the 80s.
What about number 7 on the list, and that is Gavin and Stacey?
I quite like Gavin and Stacey, I don't mind.
Number 6, you might like The Thick of It.
Yeah,
we'll find one that you like. Number 10, Outnumbered.
Yes.
Outnumbered. You
is
like Outnumbered? Yes. Outnumbered is a sitcom.
Well, this is the thing. This is something I read recently, is that Brett Mills, who is kind of the be-all and end-all of sitcom.
Yes.
He explained in one of his books that is specifically just about sitcom that you can't really define sitcom by the characteristics it has, but by what it is not.
Right.
So because sitcom's really diverse in what elements it has.
Yes.
So the way Outnumbered is filmed and the way it's produced and the way that it's shown is so different from, say, The Big Bang Theory, but yet they're both sitcoms.
Yeah.
But polar opposites. And it's more the fact that they're not drama, they're not romance, they're not stand-up, they're not thriller. And then you're kind of... And once you take away all the other genres, you're left with sitcom.
Yeah, I can see what you mean. Let's have a look at some of the other ones on the list. Now, number 11, I believe you like, but I'm not a big fan of. So this is, you know, switching it up a bit here. The Peep Show. I'm not a fan of The Peep Show,
I don't mind
personally.
It. I like it a little bit. I never really watched it much.
No. Other ones that I know that we both like. I know you like Bad Education.
I do, yeah.
That's up there as number 15. I do love that one. That's always a fun one with Jack Whitehall. Number 14 was In Between Us.
Oh, yeah.
And then these other ones on there that I think... A lot of these do deserve to be on the list, like 2012.
Said, yeah. And you know how I said at the beginning...
Yes.
That polls like this really show where... The audience
yes.
for certain newspapers. I feel like people are seeing a bit of my soul now.
Yeah.
Because of what I... The weird things that I like and don't like, despite how similar they are.
Okay,
it's
so
really weird.
You said at the beginning of this that most of the sitcoms that came to mind to you that you love are from before the 21st century.
Before the turn of the century.
Which ones stick up to you? Stick out to you?
Blackadder.
Blackadder.
Blackadder's number one.
Yes.
Number one priority.
I think Blackadder's good, but I wouldn't
number
put
one
it,
priority.
I would put
number one priority.
There's three that come to mind straight off the top of my head, which I would put above Blackadder. That is Keeping Up Appearances.
No.
One Foot in the Grave.
No.
And the Royal Family.
No, 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 no.
We've
no.
really got a differing of opinion.
On
and this is why it's called Squabblebox, ladies and gentlemen. I don't say that very often anymore, but we found so sitcom is the one thing the main
we'll
thing
never
that
agree.
We will never agree on.
No.
So what are those things except for Blackadder? Because at the minute it just seems like you're just saying Blackadder is the be all end all.
Yeah, it is. I'm kidding. Blackadder. Blackadder 2. Blackadder the
something,
third.
Something that's not Blackadder.
Dad's Army.
Dad's Army.
I love Dad's Army.
I've seen little bits of Dad's Army. Obviously, everyone's seen that really famous scene from Dad's Army.
Faulty Towers.
Yes.
You can't fault Faulty Towers.
Yeah, of course.
Would Monty Python be considered sitcom? I think it's sketch.
Monty Python would go sitcom sketch, yeah.
I think it's more sketch,
yeah.
More sketchy.
But as I mentioned, One Foot in the Grave a moment ago. Have you seen One Foot in the Grave?
No.
That's the Richard Wilson one. Obviously, his catchphrase, I don't believe it. And he was supposed to have an Edinburgh show up at the moment, but unfortunately he's fallen ill. So they've had to cancel that. But I went back and I watched the episode that his Edinburgh show is based on, which is a 30-minute one-man episode of Victor Meldrew just walking around the house talking to himself and complaining and doing different things.
Why would you want to go see that? That's your life.
Yeah, exactly, I know. But it's really, really funny. And the way that I'm always impressed when someone can do when they take a character and give them a full half hour on their own solo show, because that really, it's difficult to keep people laughing for that long with one character and just a regular...
But this is the thing, would you say that's down to the performance or the writing?
Both. I think both. I think everything. I think that the writer, obviously, the character of Victor Meldrew would not be there without the writers. But I also think that the actor has to take some responsibility into how they are, into how they are performing it.
I suppose.
So, Maisie, I believe it's time that we go into another song, but stay with us. We're going to be with you until 1 o'clock today. This is Adam and the Ants coming up very shortly, and stay tuned to Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station.
Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. That was King of the Wild Frontier by Adam and the Ants. You're listening to Siren FM. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show. We're doing hashtag Ask Us Anything this morning, answering all your questions that you've sent in to us on our Facebook and Twitter fan pages. Shall we break into some of the questions that we've had so far?
It's why we're here.
It's why we're here, Maisie. We've got one in here that says, what is the craziest news story that you've come across this year so far? Now, there's been a lot of crazy things.
It's hard to... it's hard to define a single one.
It really is.
They kind of all blur together into a...
We've heard all the political crazy things that have happened this year, so we're going to steer away from that, mm-hmm. and we're going to stick to some fun ones. There was one that happened earlier this year, a few months ago, that really stuck out to me, and that was, do you remember the rapper B.O.B.?
Yes.
What he said earlier this year.
What did he say?
He said that he believes that the world is flat.
No.
Yes.
No.
And then, like, everyone on Twitter had to turn round to him and say, you're about 400-500 years too late. You know, we worked this out a long time ago.
Why does he think that?
He believes that it's a conspiracy that... we're not laughing in any way.
We're not laughing at him.
But he thinks that it's a conspiracy that we're living in a world where the government are telling us that the world is flat, is round, when actually it's flat, and that everyone who's gone to space is lying.
How does the government benefit from the world being flat?
I don't know. But that's one story that really sticks out to me.
Yeah, there's one story I do remember from this year, which was after the official photos from Prince George's birthday came out.
Yes.
From his third birthday, the NSPCA got quite angry at the royal family because in one of the pictures, the three-year-old... is offering the dog a bit of ice cream.
Okay, and that's not good.
Well, obviously you're not supposed to feed sweets to dogs.
No. And I know, are you not allowed to give them any sweets? Because I know you're not allowed to give them chocolate.
You're pretty much not allowed to give them any sugar.
Ah, fair enough.
Especially processed sugar, it's not good for them. So George is sort of playing with the dog and sort of offering him a cake, which the dog is not eating.
Yes.
But the NSPCA still got quite mad that someone who is part of, like, the public eye is convincing people to give chocolate to dogs.
But it's a child.
Exactly, he's a child.
If you go on Twitter, you'll find multiple photos of children accidentally giving... I don't know. But
well,
yeah,
to be
that's
fair, a... you know that Peter...
Yes.
It's really weird, but they get really angry about Mario.
Okay.
About the Mario franchise, because in it there's a super suit. They have tons of super suits. They have cat ones. They have they have like fire ones, and they have a raccoon one.
Ah.
And it's the raccoon one they're really angry about.
Okay, why?
Because how dare he make a raccoon suit? Not realising that it's like wearing a onesie, but they take it as if he's actually just put a raccoon on.
Yeah.
Which is really weird. So they're really angry about that. They're not angry about the fact that he actually punches animals. Like, that's his job, is to punch things.
There was another thing to do with Mario, which did come out this past week.
This is the weirdest story.
The closing ceremony to the 2020 Tokyo Games. The closing ceremony to Rio, the 2016, which introduced the 2020 Olympic Games, had the president, the Prime Minister of Japan, arrive at the games dressed as Mario,
holding a Pokeball, and there was a whole animation sequence where he turns into Mario, and the animated Mario, and goes down a green tube that connects Tokyo to Rio.
I think that was...
It was the best thing I've ever seen.
It really was. It was one of those weird moments where you go, that is either the weirdest or greatest things I've ever seen.
It makes me really excited for the Tokyo Olympics.
Are you looking forward to the opening ceremony then? Do you think that they will top? Because we, you know, with our expertise in organising Olympic Games here on Squabblebox, I'm sorry, and if I might say sarcastically, we did say that we believe that the 2012 Olympic opening ceremony was better than the Rio 2016.
I did not say that because I have not seen the Rio.
So do you think
Olympics.
That the 2020 Tokyo Olympics will go even bigger and greater?
Possibly.
Possibly.
It's definitely going to have an awful lot of fun characters.
Yeah.
Because this is the thing I really want, and I've already told you this, but if they could have, like, because obviously every Olympics has their mascot now, that's
yes.
kind of a thing. We had weird ones that looked like they should be, like, BT Energy mascots
yeah.
in 2012, and then there's the current ones, which are quite cute, for Rio, but if they can, if they can pull it off, and they can have Mario and Sonic being the mascots for the 2020 Olympic Games, I will be so happy.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
It is good. It's going to be brilliant, and I'm really looking forward to it. I really got into the end of the Olympic Games. We've actually got some more Olympic questions, because people are in that Olympic spirit
still.
Right now. So maybe not by the time this goes out, maybe everyone will be fed
up
with it.
There's still the Paralympics to look forward to.
Of course, and that's going to be a great, great set of events. But I think we'll go into another song,
mm-hmm.
Maisie, and just to round off this with all the weird and wonderful news stories we've had, we've just mentioned, I think it's time for a little bit of B.O.B. with Airplanes. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah, I could use a dream or a genie or a wish to go back to a place much simpler than this. Cause after all the party and it's smashing and crashing.
I could really use a wish right now. Like shooting stars.
Airplanes. B.O.B. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. Just a quick reminder, we are pre-recorded this week, so if you send in your hashtag AskUsAnythings, we will use them, but we'll use them on future shows. You can get in touch with us at Siren FM on Twitter, at Squabblebox on Twitter, or the Facebook fan page, which is www.facebook.com/squabblebox on Siren. Now, Maisie, let's go into a couple more of the questions.
Because you said we have some Olympic questions.
We do have some Olympic questions. We have one in here from... we got one in here that says, which Olympic sport would you partake in the Tokyo 2020 Olympics? That is from Alex in Lincoln.
So I already have no basis in any Olympic sports.
No.
So this is assuming I only have 4 years to get ready.
If I did the skateboarding, would I be able to go down on my bottom on the ramps?
No.
Would I get... Could I get,
you
like...
Have to, I'm pretty sure you have to stand up.
So I couldn't, like... If I went down on my bottom, I understand that I wouldn't be able to get gold, but I might be able to get a bronze, right?
No.
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 You could not get bronze from sliding down on your bottom.
What if I went down on my belly?
No!
Because, you know, that was always the one where we used to go down the hill on my street on his bellies, and then, like, I'd always be worried that we'd, like, bump into a parked car, and I'd be like, ah! But no, I wouldn't be able to get an Olympic medal from that.
I don't think so. I don't think you could even qualify that way. You have, like, there's no... We don't actually know how it's being judged yet.
No.
So that's going to be interesting. I don't... Because I only have 4 years to learn.
Yes.
I'd quite like to do, probably something that isn't, like, properly exhilarating.
No.
Something that's calm, like the archery.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's more of a focus thing than a fitness thing.
Yeah.
Like, just because I have no stamina.
Yeah, I think that archery would be, it's one of those things. Have you done archery before?
Yeah, yeah. But not properly.
No. Did you find it difficult?
No. It was. But the thing is, it was only like after school archery. So we had like basic plastic bows and and the thing that annoyed me most was that the actual targets weren't, they're supposed to be at eye level.
Yes.
But the ones that we had were on the floor were like they were still like upright, but they were on the floor because obviously they didn't have the facility to have proper targets, so they were just like polystyrene boards with pieces of paper on.
Yeah, I can see what you mean there.
So, assuming that I get to train in a proper facility,
then I'll be able to qualify.
maybe with 4 years training.
Yeah, possibly not. We'll see. So let's have a look at some of the.
So, are we both going archery for that one?
Yeah, I think we're both going archery.
We'll do the doubles archery. I'm sure that's a thing.
Now, the final Olympic question we have, Maisie, is from it's on Twitter, from @PierreDeMoose. We have a moose contacting our show, Maisie. I think it's time that we just leave now. We've achieved everything that we... that we have set out to achieve. A Canadian moose has tweeted the show to ask us a question. So, at Pierre de Moose has got in touch and said, at Squabblebox, what is your favourite Olympic event to watch?
Now, we discussed this a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
I like the gymnastics.
You do, yes.
I like both men's and women's. But I also love the fact that there's so much glitter.
Yes.
Like, it's the most vibrant sport.
Yeah, I put this out on Facebook this Twitter to see whether some people would give us an answer, and Becky from Lincoln got in touch and said that she really likes the synchronized gymnastics. I think that's what she said it was called. I'm losing what it was. The synchronized gymnastics. Is that a thing?
Are you sure it's not the diving?
No, it was the...
Oh, do you mean the swimming?
No, it was the gymnastics. It was the gymnastics to music. I don't know what they're called. Am I getting that completely wrong?
I've never seen like multiple gymnastics.
Have
I've
you
only
not?
Like the way that, well, the gymnastics that I watch is there's a team, and you have some doing the tumble, some doing the beam, and some doing the bars.
Oh, well, maybe I'm wrong.
But I don't think they do them at the same time. I might be wrong. There might be like a synchronized gymnastics and I'm missing out. Are you Googling it?
Yes, I am Googling it. And yes, there are synchronized gymnastics in the Olympics. I was right. Good. And then...
Oh, good. Yeah. Ha, you're wrong.
No, I'm just glad that I wasn't talking a load of nonsense. And then Alice from Lincoln got in touch and said that she really likes the canoe sprint.
Yes.
Which was... I watched that and that was cool because it's so easy... It's such easy watching because it only lasts about 30 seconds.
I thought you were going to say it's easy to do. So I like to
No. I wouldn't be able to do the canoe sprint. I don't have that upper body strength.
What strength do you have?
What strength do I have?
Your stomach lining's pretty strong.
Very lean. Oh, amazing. That's a... Ba-boom-tsh. I needed to get the sound effect up for that one.
Sorry, I do my own sound effects.
Yes. Let's have a look and do one more question. This one's from Alex in Lincoln, who says, what's the most overrated fruit?
Overrated?
Yes.
Passion fruit.
Why?
Because it tastes like any other fruit.
Yeah. Why do you think that it's the most overrated?
Because it has a fancy name, but it tastes like regular fruit.
Yeah. I do like passion fruit. I think that the...
Or dragon fruit, because it's misleading.
No, dragon fruit's nice. Dragon fruit is worth it.
Okay.
I've had that. I remember when... Because we had this thing at school where all the kids came through and all the kids came through to the assembly hall and they did a thing where this person with a stall came and did a whole assembly about eating fruit. And...
How easy was things
And then we all got to go and try the fruit.
Did you ever have someone come in at nursery to teach you how to brush your teeth?
No.
We did, and we got free toothbrushes.
I didn't know that. No, I never had that.
Yeah, because apparently we had to be taught how to brush our teeth.
You know when you used to go to the dentist, did you ever get given those little... It was like a little sand timer. that lasted for 4 minutes and you had to turn it over whilst you brushed your teeth to make sure that you were brushing your teeth for 4 minutes?
I think if you're quite young, when you get braces for the first time, they give it to you because you have to make sure that you brush.
Yeah, it was before I had braces.
However, I did have a really cool toothbrush. I don't know how we got onto the subject. I had this toothbrush, and if you bent it at the end, it would start flashing.
Oh, right.
And it flashed for 2 minutes, and that's how long to brush your teeth for. It was a kid's one. And the weird thing is, this is a weird thing that my family does. I get a new toothbrush every Christmas.
Yeah.
As part of my Christmas presents. It's something that my aunt does, where she, every year, without fail, and it's just a thing that happens in my family
but
now.
But why?
She gives, I don't know. She she makes these little gift bags for me and my sister with little things like hair grips and tissues, and a lot of the time it's free stuff she's gotten from hotels.
Yes.
Like the shampoos and the shower caps and stuff. And it's normally like little beauty product type stuff. Normally like there's a shampoo and a conditioner as well. And in there she always gets us a box of toothpaste.
Yeah.
And a new toothbrush.
Every year, without fail.
It's the best. It's just one of those traditions.
Is it a bit like we
can't stop now.
Whenever I have a birthday or Christmas, my grandparents always go and buy me razor blades. They'll always go buy me razors.
It's one of those weird things that families do.
And I keep telling my and I love them for doing it for me, but I keep telling them I'll never use the Bic one blade razors that just sort of rip my face apart. I'm never going to use them, Grandma. It's brilliant that they send them, but yeah, it's one of those things where I go, oh no.
It's one of those things though, well, because my aunt does that for me.
I've just thought that I might be sat with them right now whilst I'm listening to this show.
I would love it if you are, and then like you're on opposite sides of the room, you just look at them and go, you hear that?
Yeah.
You hear that? Me in the present and me in the past are telling you. Now, the thing is, though, but because my aunt does that for me now, I feel like when I get nieces and nephews, I'm going to have to do it for them.
Yeah.
I can't stop the tradition.
You've got to carry on that tradition, and we're going to carry on with today's show.
They need toothbrushes.
Oh, Maisie, you ruined my great link there. We're going to carry on with today's show.
And stop talking about dental care.
We're nearly heading into our end of our first hour. However, we're going to carry on this hour with Happy Hour by Cheryl Cole. Stay tuned to Siren FM. Cheryl Cole and Happy Hour. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. My name's Kai Valentine. I'm here, as always, with the wonderful, the amazing Miss Maisie Anderson. We're going to be with you until 1 o'clock doing hashtag Ask Us Anything this morning. Yes, we are. We've had a really fun show so far. We're pre-recorded. We're answering your questions that you've sent in over our Facebook and Twitter over the past week. Now, Maisie, let's go into another question. We got one in from Chris in Lincoln who says, if C equals MC squared, what does D equal?
It's time. Isn't it time over?
Have you actually got an answer?
Time over something equals distance, or is it? It's.
Yeah, that's right. I think he meant this as a joke,
D equals distance.
Yeah, because we used to do that thing in primary school and high school.
It's a triangle.
Where they put it in a triangle. The D goes on the top, and then it's D, and then you could divide it in certain ways or times it.
So you work out D by figuring out the time and the speed.
Speed equals distance over. Speed equals distance over time, and time and distance is speed times time.
Yes.
So that's right. Yeah, we actually worked something out.
Okay, people who have just got their GCSE results. And, that is why you need it. Because sometimes it comes up on radio.
Yes, people turn around and go, oh, when will I ever need to know this stuff? And you go, well, boys and girls, when you're hosting a radio show on Siren FM 6 years later, you will need to know this stuff.
It's not been 6 years since we got our GCSEs, is it?
It's been four and a half years, but it's been 6 years since I paid attention in science. let's move on quickly, before any of my teachers hear that, to another question. Got one in here from Fran in Lincoln, who says, what did you dream last night?
Oh, I've been having weird dreams.
Oh, go on then, Maisie. This is going to be brilliant.
This is an issue that I have. If I'm playing or watching someone else play a video game right before I fall asleep, I have dreams that I'm in that video game.
Oh, right.
Which is sort of interesting when it's something really cool and like spies and stuff. Not so interesting when it's The Sims. So I had a dream. I genuinely had a dream last night that I was building a Sim house, but I was in The Sims building it.
That's brilliant. I love that.
The worst thing is that because I play Minecraft a lot, especially when I'm at home with my parents.
For people who don't know what Minecraft is, it's just a game where you put blocks together and, yeah.
Excuse you?
Yeah, you just put blocks together and sit there
it's
and go,
I've built... It's the most popular game of the 21st century.
I've built a house with blocks. It's basically Lego for adults. Oh,
right.
Maisie is not impressed.
Right.
Go on.
Right. I'm getting you on Minecraft, and I want to see how far you get.
It's just boring. It looks boring. I remember coming.
Then you have no imagination.
And the mics have just blown. Yes.
I'm sorry, but if you genuinely don't have enough imagination to see it for what it is, which is an engine so that you can create stuff out of your own mind rather than following some weird gameplay or strange mechanics or doing quick time events.
So it's Lego?
Yes!
Yes, it's Lego on a computer.
But it's more complicated than that.
Yeah, it probably is, to be honest. I'm just not a fan.
Don't push me.
Don't push me when it comes to Minecraft, guy.
I will fight you on this.
I had a dream last night. I've been having weird dreams as well. I had a dream that I was wanting to get a plane to somewhere in... I was wanting to get a plane from Lincoln Airport, which, for people who don't know, doesn't
world
exist.
World renowned.
Yeah, Lincoln Airport. Well known not to exist. And I wanted to get the plane.
Please tell me that sentence again.
I wanted to get the plane journey to somewhere else in the UK. It was somewhere abroad. It was like to America. And you know when dreams are all a little bit mixed and matched
when you
wake up the next morning? I was wanting to get the plane to America, but I was upset and I started shouting at the pilot because it was going to take more than half an hour.
I feel like that is the kind of guy you are, though.
And I seem to have spent the last 6 hours on... of my being asleep going, I'm really upset because the plane journey's going to take too long. And I'm there like, and I woke up this morning going, what was I thinking? That's just weird.
This is a strange thing. I've had, have you ever had a dream that you've had an argument with someone? You've had
yes.
an argument in your dream and you wake up so furious at them for something that they haven't done.
Yeah, you do that most Mondays and Thursdays.
No, I have genuine reasons to be angry at you. I don't fight with you in my dreams. I fight with you for real.
So, and there's been other dreams. I used to have a dream when I had a recurring nightmare when I was a kid that, one that I was being chased down a beach by a crocodile, which I don't know why, and this crocodile could talk, and it was taunting me as it chased me down the beach. When looking back, I could laugh at it, but at the time, quite scary. And then the other one was,
were you the Coco Pops monkey?
It was the Coco Pops crocodile.
Was it actually?
Yeah, now I'm looking in my head, I'm going, yes, it was. But the other one that I remember was the Hot Wheels advert on TV, Hot Wheels, the toy, and the shark. And what happened was the toy would go over a ramp and then it would be nearly caught by a shark. But the shark in the advert turned into a cartoon and bit the car. And that scared me so much. And I had this recurring nightmare
just
being in a car
it's
going
safe to
over
go back
a ramp.
In the water.
And I was just
basically,
there like, ah.
You hate any mammals that live in the water.
Well,
sharks aren't mammals.
Well, I wouldn't say that, Maisie, but, you know, that was one thing that always... That's just dreams that stick out in my head of ones that I remember. I've had some weird dreams over the years. I think everyone has. If you've ever had a weird dream, get in touch at SirenFM on Twitter, at Squabblebox on Twitter, or our Facebook fan page, www.facebook.com/squabblebox on Siren. We'd love to hear about them. And maybe, if you want us to, we'll read some out on a future show.
Yeah, do you want to know my... I have two of my weirdest dreams ever.
Go on, then.
Both of them were quite scary. One of them was... The easier one to explain was a talking toilet.
Okay.
It was mocking me. I was not happy. And the other one, was Ursula from The Little Mermaid had stolen my parents.
Oh no!
And she, for some reason, she was in my playground from reception.
Yeah.
And she was terrorizing the playground.
That's really.
Well, she tried to eat me.
Oh, that's not good.
You know.
You are listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox. We're going to send you into a couple of songs now, and then we'll be back just after 12 o'clock, after the news. But now it's time for a little bit of... it's time for a little bit of Copacabana by Barry Manilow.
You're all right? You're
listening
struggling this morning.
To Siren FM, stay tuned. The Beatles, Let It Be. You're listening to Squabblebox. You're on Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We're your interactive entertainment show. We're here two Mondays a week. We're here two... lunchtime, that's the word, lunchtimes a week.
I love that you're looking at me in panic and I'm just not helping.
Here on Siren FM, we're doing hashtag Ask Us Anything this morning. We are pre-recorded because I'm taking a well-needed rest, but if you want, as you can probably tell by today's show, to be honest. I need to recharge my batteries, come back, because what I thought was I'll go home for 6 days or something like that, just close to a week, I'll recharge, and then by the time I get back, I'll be ready to really hit it for the... Because we've got the US election coverage coming up.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a weird and wonderful few months. And I'm really looking forward to it. But I thought, Kai, you need to take a break before you go and do that.
Yeah.
I think that's the right thing to do. So if you want to find out more about the election coverage here on Siren FM, you can join us every first Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. or you can check us out on the Siren FM website, which the wonderful Ryan has been working on tirelessly to try and get it all updated, and you can find out more and go take a look at it at www.sirenonline.com. www.askusanything.co.uk. Now, we're doing hashtag Ask Us Anything this morning, Maisie. Mm-hmm. But we thought we'll do something a little bit different.
We will indeed.
Explain to everyone what we're about to do, because we've never done this before. This could go terribly wrong and prove that we may have a problem here with our friendship. But tell everyone what we're going to do.
So, obviously I think a lot of people have heard of the best friend tag.
Yeah.
Basically, we are stealing the best friend tag questions, although we shall not title it as such. And actually, for once, we're going to ask each other anything.
Yes.
Normally we take questions from the viewers, but this time we're going to put our friendship to the test.
For people who don't know what the friendship tag is, just explain what that is.
It's the best friend tag. Basically, you ask questions that you should know.
About your friend.
About your best friend.
So let's try it out, Maisie, because this is going to go terribly wrong, but we'll have some great laughs to go with it. So let's start with the
easy... Now, before we start, who do you think is going to win?
I
feel like I know you better than you know me.
I think that's true, but I think that's more because I'm more of an open book, whereas you're a little bit closed. Maisie's not looking at me in the eye now. But let's go into it and see.
I'm holding back the tears.
So I'll ask you the first one. When and how did we first meet?
We first met during our first theatre studies...
Lesson.
What was the full question?
Where did we? When and how did we first meet?
We first met because we were playing icebreaker games, but we didn't start talking properly until we went on a coach trip to see, to go see a play.
I know what play it is.
It was Our Country's Good.
Where?
In Manchester.
No.
Yes.
Bolton Octagon.
Bolton Octagon. Same thing.
Bolton, Manchester, same thing. Sorry, everyone in Bolton and Manchester.
You didn't say where, it just said when.
Yes.
No, it didn't say, yeah. And that was the first time we properly spoke, because you were the only person that I recognised that didn't have someone sitting next to them.
Basically, I was the lonely kid sat at the back, and Maisie thought, well, I'll go sit next to him.
Because
Because he doesn't look intimidating. Yeah, I remember that, and that was a weird coach journey over to Bolton, and that's how we met and became friends.
Because that was the moment when everyone in our class started getting on.
Of course, yeah. It was a weird way to coach trip.
I don't think we can repeat a single thing we talked about.
No, we can't. So, Missy, you ask me a question now. Okay. So I'll give you the points there. You didn't get where, but I'll give you the points.
Didn't get where.
No, you didn't know where because you didn't know it was...
At college.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, go on.
Of course I know where my college is.
Yeah.
Okay, what three movies does your best friend love the most?
Oh, this is, I am trying to think, you like About Time.
Yes.
Which has been mentioned on this show so many times before.
Too many times.
You like, I nearly said something that's about to be made into a... I know what your favourite film is going to be very soon.
Assuming it's good.
And that's Ready Player One.
I'm looking forward to Ready Player One. That can count.
You're quite impressed that I know that.
Not really. I won't stop talking about it.
And then another one would be... Oh, this is tough. I'm a little bit stuck. Give me a clue.
No.
Well, it's live radio, Maisie. We want to, pre-recorded radio, Maisie. We want to keep the conversation going.
No, just think of a movie that you know I've seen that I probably like.
I don't want to say Deadpool, even though you do like Deadpool.
I do like Deadpool.
Or the new Star Wars movie.
I do quite like the new Star Wars movie. But I wouldn't say that they're the things I like the best, but you still managed to mention four different films that I either
that
I'm looking forward to.
Okay, what's the other films that you had on your list?
I quite like The Theory of Everything.
Oh, yes.
A Cinderella Story.
Oh, yeah.
Just for the lols.
That's a brilliant film. It's so bad that it's great.
I think I watched it every day for like 2 months when I was 13.
You also like the one about John Tucker.
John Tucker Must Die. Yeah, I also quite like that film.
Like that film as well.
I like weird high school movies. They're the best.
Yeah. So I think we did quite well there.
You did well.
Let's go on to another one. Who is your best friend's hero?
Your hero?
Yes.
Ooh.
I've got two that come to...
Peter Kay.
I would put him in the top three. Yeah.
Peter Kay, Triple H.
Triple H.
Is he not your hero? What? Is he not your hero?
No, I wouldn't class
Do you not want to be him one day?
No, I...
Morecambe and Wise.
Oh, Morecambe and Wise is a good one.
They come as a joint pair.
Yeah.
Ant and Dec.
Ant and Dec was the other one. The only other one on there that you've missed. You've only missed one off the list, and that was Stephanie Hurst. Hursty.
From
Galaxy FM. That's my radio hero. But yeah.
Okay, then who's my number one hero?
Terry Pratchett.
Oh, yeah. Not the person I was thinking of, but yeah.
I actually went so deep into your mind that I thought of someone that you hadn't even thought of.
Yeah.
Who was the other person that you thought of as your hero?
Sandy Toksvig. She's my radio hero.
Yeah, I can imagine that. I mean, you're a young Sandy Toksvig. Let's face it. If you're not presenting 15 to 1 in a few years' time... Then, you know, something's gone terribly wrong. And on that note, it's time to go into another song. We're going into White Lies with Farewell to the Fairground. Stay tuned to Siren FM. Siren FM. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We're laughing in the studio. I've just laughed more than I've laughed in well over a year. That was Farewell to the Fairground by White Lies. So let's just explain what just happened. We're doing the best friend tag quiz today. We're asking each other questions and to see whether our best friend knows about each other. And I just turned around to Maisie and went, there's one here that we shouldn't probably say on air, which is, which part of your body are you most subconscious that you don't like?
And
subconscious isn't
the right word.
Self-conscious.
I'm pretty sure I have subconscious body parts as well.
And Maisie... And I said to Maisie, go on, Maisie, I won't be offended. Guess mine. And then... And then she went on to list about six things of mine that I like, because she said one thing, which was the first thing she said was actually the one, which was I've got a weird tooth, which I'm really self-conscious about. And this is the first time I'm telling people that I'm really self-conscious about it, and I knew Maisie would know it, and she said it, and I just
But then
didn't...
you didn't say yes, so I had to I carry on yes. until I
so,
got it right.
So she carried on and listed about six other things to do with my body that I might be self-conscious about.
And if you weren't before, you are now.
And then at the end of it, she turned around and went, you're a beautiful human being, except for those six things. Oh, I love our friendship, Maisie. It's brilliant.
But the thing is, I then did turn around to you and go, because of double standards, you can't do the same to me.
Exactly, I know. So we've had a good laugh about that. And that's brilliant. So we're doing the best friend tag quiz. I'll ask you a question now, Maisie. And what is your best friend's biggest fear?
Your biggest
fear? So what's
fear?
My biggest fear? I don't like it how much you're questioning whenever I say, what's your best friend's biggest fear? You go, what, you mean your? But carry on.
I have a bit, isn't it something to do with height?
I don't like
you
height.
You don't like height. You're not a big fan of height. No, but I'm not a big fan of height.
I'm currently trying to think what my biggest fear would be. I know. Yes. I know what my biggest fear would be.
You're not scared of the dark.
No.
You're not scared. Are you scared?
I used to be scared of the dark. But I used to be scared of going up to bed on my own.
I don't know why I'm thinking of
I used to be scared of going upstairs on my own and getting into bed. My mum had to take me up to bed until I was like 10.
For some reason, being buried alive is one that's coming to mind.
Oh, you're very close actually there. I am extremely claustrophobic.
You are claustrophobic.
I'm not good in claustrophobic spaces.
You don't like locking doors.
No, I don't mind locking doors.
Then you should start locking doors.
Should start locking doors. No, it's that there's a certain place, Maisie, which I don't like.
You don't like elevators.
I don't like lifts. You're right.
Because I accidentally put you in a lift once.
I'm not a fan of lifts. I've got a little bit more used to them. Now I'm an adult and I have to do adult things and use them.
Like go on lifts.
Like go in lifts. But I will always choose to take
the
stairs if possible.
Did I tell
you
about the time me and my friends almost broke a lift?
No, you've never told this story. Are you allowed to tell it on the radio? Yes, go ahead.
It was
recent
and it's in a... It was at university.
Is it on the university campus?
Might have been.
So it may or may not have been on the university campus. What happened?
Most lifts have their limit, and they say 8 people.
Oh, no. How many people?
We had 8 people. We counted before we... But someone... Like, there might have been, like, a phantom person in there, or... Either way, The elevator lied.
Okay.
It clearly could not hold 8 people. And basically, we were trying to get it up to the second floor. We got to the first floor, and it stopped.
Oh, no.
So we pressed for the doors to open, and it wasn't... The floors weren't matching.
Oh.
We were just below the floor.
That
so
would
we
really
all,
scare me. I wouldn't like that.
So we were on the first floor, so we all climbed out, and then just went up the stairs. And I don't think we ever told anyone that it was broken. I assumed it must have fixed itself the next time it was called.
Yeah, but now the better part of Lincolnshire knows, so that's all good.
The thing is, I also have other friends that are scared of lifts.
Do you?
And they met us on the second floor after going up the stairs, and we told them, and they went, see?
Yeah, I'd have been the same. I would have been judging you. I'm now trying to think of what your biggest fear is.
My biggest fear?
Yeah. I would say, are you a fan of the dark? You don't mind the dark. Things that people have fear of. Are you afraid of... I don't know.
What am I afraid of?
Do you like rats?
I have pet rats.
Oh, of course you do, yeah.
I love rats.
Yeah, I'm not
sure. They're cuddly. For some reason, I'm really scared of burglars.
Oh, right.
Because, and it's one of the things where our house has very thin walls, so if someone goes downstairs during the night, I have to wait to make sure that I hear another door closing to check to see whether it was someone getting up for the loo or someone ransacking the house.
Oh, I didn't know that. You see, you should have told me this. And I'd have made more of an effort. Every time I go back upstairs, I'll go, Maisie, I'm back in my room. Or just, Maisie, I'm going for a wee.
No, I know it's mainly... It's a weird thing that I know that most of the time we're not getting burgled.
Yeah.
Especially because we live next to the police station.
That's always a help. Like
it does help me. Yeah, it helps.
but then when you need the police and they go, guys, we're gonna be 20 minutes, and we go, we can see you in your offices eating donuts because that's what police officers do.
Rude.
Very stereotypical.
Well, now they're never gonna come help.
No.
We've offended them.
Let's go on to another tag, Maisie. It's your turn to ask me one.
It is. Okay. Okay, here's one.
Okay.
If your best friend has a scar, how did they get it?
Ooh. Do you have a scar?
Yes.
I didn't know you had a scar.
Did you not?
So,
I've told this story on Squabblebox before.
No, I didn't know you had a scar. So
I have a scar on the back of my head.
Oh, yes. It was something to do with your sister.
Mm-hmm.
You fell and banged your head, and your sister was complaining about something. If I remember rightly, I do remember you telling this story. Your sister was complaining that you had to go to the hospital, or that you got to have your head glued or something.
No.
Is this wrong?
My sister complains because I still bring the story up and it makes her feel guilty.
Right. Oh, your sister was to do with this. It was your sister's fault. What did she do to you to make you fall and hit your head?
I was on a brick wall.
Okay.
I had my legs propped up on a space hopper that me and my sister had been fighting over all summer.
Oh, yes.
And while I was eating ice cream, my sister yanked it out from under my feet. I slipped off the wall and banged my head on the edge of it. And then had to go to hospital.
Now, I have a scar on my body. How did I get it?
You have lots of scars.
I do have a few scars.
Pick one.
All right. Well, you pick one. Where do I have a scar?
Wait, no. I didn't make... You've got one on your hand.
I've got one on my hand, and I have one. Let's do the one on my elbow.
The one on your elbow, you came off your bike.
Yes, and it's mostly healed now, but I've had that for about 5 years because I came off my bike. Do you remember how I came off my bike in that story?
Weren't you going down a hill too fast and your brakes didn't work?
Yes. And I hit someone who was getting off a bus.
Yes, you did.
I felt so bad for it, but it wasn't my fault.
Your helmet on.
Yeah, I was on the... No, I didn't.
Did you not?
No.
You've had your helmet on ever since.
Ever since. I will not get on a bike without a helmet on now. But I did hit someone getting off a bus, and it was partly my fault because I was on the pavement, but I'd gone on the pavement because a car had swerved at me. So it was a whole series of events, but I wasn't very... Yeah, I don't look back on it fondly. Yeah. and I've got one... and I think that's it. So let's
Oh, yeah. I would have thought you had more.
Yeah. So let's go into another one. What is the one thing that annoys you most about your best friend? What's the one thing that annoys you most about me?
Well, no, I thought I had to guess what annoys you about me.
Oh, yes.
I think you get annoyed by how grumpy I am and the fact that I take it out on you every morning.
Yes, I think that nails it on the head, to be honest, Maisie. Ding, 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 we have a winner.
Well, you should stop talking to me and asking me stupid questions like, how are you?
How are you? How did you sleep last night?
Are you having a nice day?
And what about the other way around then? So I need to guess what annoys you. is it the fact that I ask you questions like, how are you? Are you having a nice day?
No, not really. No, there is one main thing that really annoys me about you.
Leaving washing in the front room, although you've sort
no,
of
no,
got over that.
No, I've got over that. I've learnt to live with it.
What else is the...
I actually mentioned it earlier in this show.
I don't know. I've missed it.
To lock the bathroom door.
Forget to lock... Very rarely. Very rarely. But, yeah.
It's something you've started doing now that we've got a bigger bathroom.
Yes.
But our old house, you used to... You leave the door open.
Yeah, I do. I did go for a time of leaving the door open whilst I was
going
to the
toilet. There's a direct eye line between our bathroom and the living room, you disgusting human.
And that is the cue to go into another song. Maisie thinks about taking back those comments, we're going to take back the city.
Never.
We're going to take back the city with Snow Patrol. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Take back the city for yourself tonight. I'll take back the city for me. Take back the city for yourself tonight. Whoa, whoa. God knows you put your life into its hands, and it's both cradled you and crushed. But now it's time to make your own demands. Whoa, whoa.
Take back the
Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. That was Take Back the City by Snow Patrol. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show. We're doing hashtag Ask Us Anything today. We're pre-recorded. However, having fun in the studio. We've been doing hashtag Ask Us Anything, Maisie.
Ask each other anything.
We've answered a lot of the questions that we've had sent in from the archives. However, we're now on to talking more about our... we're doing our best friend quiz.
Yeah, this is the most squabbly we've ever been on Squabblebox.
Let's go back to an Ask Us Anything question and then we'll carry on with other ones. So we've got an Ask Us Anything question from Chris in Lincoln. Hi, Chris. Always send some great questions into the show saying, if you had £1 million, what would you spend it on?
We've had similar discussions to this before.
Yeah, about winning the lottery. But if you've just got £1 million, if you've just got £1 million.
Just, like, in my hands right now, £1 million is spilling out.
Yes.
I would do the boring thing, and I would pay off my mum and dad's mortgage.
I love it how you say that as the boring thing. Yeah, I would do the same.
It's a nice thing to do for them, but at the same time, it's not exactly like, ooh, I'd go party and buy a yacht.
I would make sure that my parents both have nice houses.
Yes, I'd sort my mum and dad out. Then I would donate quite a lot of it to charity.
Yes.
Because otherwise, how will people know I'm a nice person?
Well, going back your track record, Maisie probably won't. Maisie's putting a scowl at me right now.
If I were to splurge it on something,
yes,
and buy something that I don't need, I would probably buy the best computer.
Ooh,
just a really nice proper computer.
Yeah, I've been
it
thinking
could
about
play
this.
Any game.
I needed. I'd want a nice laptop or computer system because I need to fix my laptop. I'm gonna get it fixed because I need it going into third year of university. I would also spend it on getting a nice phone and probably then going on a long holiday.
Yeah.
Take a year out. And go on a long cruise for just go all around the world. Yeah. That would be
one of those
thing
really
I'd
expensive cruises that are like $9.99 per person. They're £999 per person.
That's quite a cheap cruise, to
is
be
that
honest.
A cheap cruise?
Ish. Sometimes it depends where you're going, but yeah, that's quite a good deal on a cruise.
Is that actually a really good deal?
Yeah.
Nearly £1,000 per person.
Yeah, for a long going around the world cruise.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. If
it was for a week, then maybe not. I'm not sure. I'm lucky enough that I've not had to actually pay for the cruises I've been on yet. Thank you once again, Grandma and Granddad. You may get me the Bic razors, but you do take me on nice cruises.
Apples and oranges.
Oh, I'm only joking, they know. Let's go back to the best friend quiz.
Yes.
People who are just tuning in, we've been doing the best friend quiz where we're asking each other questions about each other to test our friendship.
I'm smashing it.
You are. You're doing quite well. I'm doing not too bad.
You're doing better than I thought you would.
For someone who's quite a closed book, I'm working out quite well. I'm delving deep into the chapters. Now, let's go into another question, Maisie. You've got one lined up.
What is your best friend's favourite show as a child?
Dick and Dom and In the Bungalow.
No.
No?
Not as a young child.
All right.
It's a very young child.
Ooh, you would have liked something on CBBC.
I don't know if it was on CBBC, actually.
Or CITV, because you didn't have Disney or Nickelodeon.
No, not when I was very young.
So that's sorted then. So
no, I did have Nickelodeon.
Did you?
I did, just didn't have Disney.
Okay, so it's something on Nickelodeon then.
No.
It's back to CITV.
I just want to let you know what packages my mum and dad had.
I'm not entirely sure. Something on CBBC or I'm drawing a blank, Maisie. You're going to have to help me.
Tweenies.
The Tweenies. Oh, yes.
I even had a tweenie-themed birthday party when I was 5.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I was listening back to Squabblebox the other day from a few weeks ago when you mentioned it. It was at McDonald's, wasn't it?
It's the only proper birthday
the
party
only
I ever
birthday
had.
The only birthday party I had, and it was when I was 5 years old, because everything happened when I was 5.
Everything happened when I was 5 and 8.
Yes.
5, 8 and 12. Those are the years.
I can see that being your favourite TV show as a child. What would mine be? going back to young child then.
Very young.
Yes.
You liked Milkshake, didn't you?
Yes, I did like Milkshake on Channel 5.
You liked Roly Poly Oly?
I did like Roly Poly Oly, but my top three were not... Roly Poly Oly's not in there.
Really?
Yes. I will give you one of them, the Tweenies.
The Tweenies
is in the top three.
Tweenies a boss.
The other two, though, I'll let you try and guess. The Teletubbies is in there because, yes, I was a young child.
Art Attack?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no,
I could never.
Yeah, but I could never do it, which always annoyed me. Like, it was always my granddad that did the arty stuff. No, that's not one of them. What else would you think?
I only made you guess one.
All right.
This is so unfair.
My other one was Bear in the Big Blue House.
Oh, of course.
Because...
You've mentioned that quite a few times.
Yep.
Where is Shadow?
Yep. Also, Barney would be up there as well. Barney the Dinosaur. I loved all that sort of stuff as a kid. But if you want to let us know your favourites, remember you can always get in touch. Let us know anything that we've been talking about at Siren FM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email. Obviously, we can't get to that today because we're not live, but at Squabblebox on Twitter and our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox on Facebook. We always love hearing from you. Another question for me. Maisie from the Best Friend Quiz. Does your best friend have any nicknames?
You tend not to, because you've already got a very short name, but you do often get referred to as Kay.
I do refer
on
to
the election show.
On the election show by the wonderful Andrew David. Thank you for referring to me as Kay for all those weeks. I had one nickname at school which isn't very nice, so I'm not going to say
it. I know the bad ones.
But, only as a joke. But the other one that I've been called on, it's mainly, I don't want to give it away, so I don't want to give you any more clues, but do you know my other nickname?
Do I though?
You should do.
I know some people call you Kia.
No,
to annoy me.
Yeah. It's actually Hitch.
Oh,
which is my Twitter handle.
Damn it! How did I forget?
Do you know
that?
Why I'm referred to as Hitch?
Because your Twitter handle has the Huddersfield Town acronym in it. It used to.
My original blogging name when I used to be a blogger all those years ago was Kai HTAFC.
And when you started podcasting, that slowly got shortened down to H.
Yes, because somebody got in touch with, I don't know whether I've actually ever told you this story, but someone used to say that when my northern accent was even worse than it is now, or not worse, stronger, when it was stronger than it is now, people used to get in touch and say, there was this one guy who used to take the mickey about how here in the UK we pronounce H, and the actual irony is that actually in Huddersfield, where I'm from, we don't even pronounce our H's. But they were always saying that Kai HTAFC, because in America they say H and they don't actually say the H sound. So when that happened, someone spelt it out once as Kai H and spelt it how we would say it. So I went, oh, I'll take that, and I used H then as my sort of online podcast name for years.
I can't believe I forgot that.
Yeah, so that's
what's my nickname then?
Storm.
No.
November Storm was the one that you used.
No, that's my online. That's online stuff that I don't use anymore.
November Storm was because it's the month that you were born and your middle name.
Yes,
I know that at least.
But no, the actual nickname friends call me, especially in high school.
Maisie Mouse.
No.
Maisie Moo.
Yes,
Maisie Moo. I didn't know that one.
I thought you
any
did.
Reason?
No, I have no idea where it came from. It just happened one day.
And that's what's the brilliant thing about nicknames. They can just stick. Now it's time to go into another song. We're quickly coming to the end of today's show, but we've got a bit more time. This is Good Time by Owl City featuring Carly Rae Jepsen. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Get down tonight, 'cause it's always a good time. It's always a good time.
it's a good time. Yes, you're listening to Siren 107.3 FM.
Wait, what's the mic up
yes,
for
the mics is up for that, Maisie. That was Good Time Owl City featuring Carly Rae Jepsen. You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox. We're having fun today doing the best friend quiz. I hope you're enjoying listening as myself and Maisie Anderson are breaking down our friendship, realizing that I think this is proof that we have actually got some straws to clasp to here, because I was a little bit worried before this that we were going to fail miserably, but we're doing quite well. You've got another question lined up, Maisie, so what is it?
I've lost it. Oh no.
Oh no, you've lost it.
I've lost it. 1 minute.
Okay.
Just give me. Well, there it is.
Okay, go on then.
What is the one thing your best friend would want for their birthday?
Oh. What would you want for your birthday? You want a new computer.
I do.
You do want to.
I don't want that from you.
Oh no, you're not going to get that from me, Maisie. You should know this by now. No.
But what would I want you to get me for my birthday?
You would want something from the sweet shop that you bought my stuff from this year, the 90s sweets. You're going maybe. You would want something. I'm not sure. I'm a little bit. I've still got about
what
a month and a half until.
Always ask for.
I nearly always ask
for the same two things every year.
I don't know. I'm
5 years in a row.
5 years in a row.
I've asked for the same two things.
But your birthday was like 10 and a half months ago, Maisie. I've slept since then. You've heard the dreams that I've been having. I don't dream about things that I want to buy.
My birthday isn't a priority.
No, not you know. I would rather dream about sharks biting my car than dream about things to buy you for your birthday. But that just shows that I'm a tight Yorkshireman.
You are.
So what is it then, Maisie? You're gonna have to tell me.
I always get asked what I want for my birthday and I never know. Yes. Apart from a computer, which is the only thing that I've actually physically asked for about 10 years.
Yes.
And I ask when people ask me what I want, I say the same two things because they're cheap and they're stuff I'm going to use.
Yes.
Bath stuff.
Bath stuff, yes, that works.
And stationery.
Stationery, yeah. Yeah. I can agree with that, actually. I did buy you some bath stuff last year.
You did.
If I remember rightly. And you probably get the same this year. We will see. I've got another question for you, Maisie.
To be fair, you got me Lush.
Yes, that's true.
It was good stuff.
Is your best friend allergic to anything?
You...
There are two things that are coming to mind.
That you're allergic to?
Yes, that I'm allergic to.
I know that there is stuff you're allergic to.
Oh, you should know Maisie. You live with me. You need to be sure that I'm not allergic to these things.
I know you're not deathly allergic to them.
No.
One
of them's a little bit of a cop-out. I'll give you that. but there are two.
I'm completely drawing a blank.
Okay, the first one. Do you want me to give you the cop-out one first?
Yeah, give me the cop-out.
Grass.
Oh, the hay fever does not count.
Why does hay fever not count?
It should not count.
Why?
Because it's not... Okay, yeah, it is an allergy.
Yes, it's an allergy. It counts. I would also say that the other thing I'm allergic to is... I'm allergic to some toothpastes.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the other thing. So
you have such weak allergies.
It's very much time to wrap up today's show, but we are ready to get going. You are listening to Siren 107.3 FM. Stay tuned throughout the week. We'll be back on Thursday with another episode of Squabblebox. And stay tuned. This is Come On Eileen by Badly Drawn Boys and Jules Holland. Thank you for listening to this episode of Squabblebox on Siren FM and on the Trending Topics Network, right here on the Trending Topics Network. We encourage you to check out all the other great material that Siren FM put out on a weekly, daily
hourly basis by going to www.sirenonline.co.uk. We also encourage you to check out all the other great material that the Trending Topics Network is putting out there by going to www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com, where you can find other such podcasts as the European Uppercut Podcast, Rasslecast, the Spanish Announce Table, Lou Chat, Old School at the Movies, 10 to 1, The Tuts Experience, One Up Club's Heads Up, and much, much more. And of course, don't forget to come back and join us for the next episode of Squabblebox.